Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And leading a healthy lifestyle not only involves you eating healthy, exercising, but also culturing your mind to make sure that you are aware of all of your behaviors. One of the things that I've always said is that my program and all of the things that I try to teach members that are in my program is the awareness that I bring to the table. Making yourself aware of your own behaviors is huge. When we go through life, when we go through every day mindlessly piecing together what we do, we often forget the things that truly matter. And we often go on with our days in almost a robotic type state because we are very, very busy. We all lead very busy lives. Even if you're somebody that is retired, or you're somebody that does stay home with your kids, or you are somebody that doesn't work, doesn't have kids, we find ourselves living very busy, consumed lives. And we get into these routines. And I did a show not too long ago where I talked about how every single life, every single week, every single month is going to have bumps in the road. And these bumps typically are going to come with stressors. And if you are somebody that has ever tried to lose weight, these bumps often will come with these huge derailments. As a health coach, as a weight loss specialist, and as somebody that has tried to help so many people along the way with getting healthy, I'm always faced with members coming to me with questions on what to do when the going gets rough. And if you listen to my show, when I discuss this, there's always going to be a rough pocket of time. And it is all about how you look at this and how you perceive it. But when it boils down to it, if you are somebody that turns to food for comfort, and if you are somebody that is used to doing this, if it is your downfall, it is truly difficult to break this cycle. But one thing that you can do, whether it is while you are encumbered in this stress eating, while you are somebody that might be falling because you are failing, you have to stop and be aware of what your actions are. And one thing we never ever do is we don't stop and praise ourselves for all of our hard work, even when the going gets rough. So when we snack, snacking is very important. There's a big difference between snacking and grazing. There's also a big difference between snacking and mindlessly munching. There's a difference between having a snack because you're bored, having a snack because you're anxious, having a snack because it's just there, or snacking because you have no idea why you're snacking. And if you're laughing, it's because you've probably experienced all of the above. And one of the best pieces of advice that I can give you is to understand why you are snacking. Now, this is coming from somebody who really truly did struggle with all of these things. And I can tell you wholeheartedly that now I really don't struggle with this element of snacking because I broke the habit. This isn't about food. This isn't about hunger. It is truly about the habit. It is about the way that you create the element of your day. And whether it is food-driven, whether it is anxiety-driven, paying attention to your actions is going to lay the groundwork for how you create your routines. And if you are somebody that has a family, if you are somebody that has kids, I will tell you that they are following in your footsteps. They are watching your every move, and whether you believe it or not, they are seeing how your eating habits are perpetuating through the day, and they are modeling exactly what you're doing. So not only is this advice going to help you, but it's going to help your family members. So what I want to talk about today is understanding your snacking habits and also understanding how to cope with them when the going gets rough. So we all have targets, right? We all have special targets. And when I mean targets, I don't mean goals. Instantly, you probably all went to that goal mark because I said target. But what I mean is, we all have this target in which seems to get us, and this is our demise. What gets you? What is your target? What is that thing that always takes you down? What is your stressor? Maybe it's work. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your finances or your family relationships. Whatever your target is, that is your stressor. We all have them. Some of us have more than one. Some of us have all of the above, and they're all entangled and encumbered. But whatever that target is, weighs heavy on our shoulders. And we know that this is our problem. We know that this carries heavy weight on our shoulders. But what we don't realize is we can change this. We walk around all day long thinking that this target of ours is our disappointment. If you're somebody that cannot get their finances in order, you walk around all day long feeling like you are a financial failure. And you wear that on your shoulders. If you're somebody that's never been able to lose weight, whether you express it to others or not, you are wearing it on your shoulders and you are feeling it every single day. This is the preconceived notion that you are setting for yourself. And so the key here is to change, to react differently. And truly, there's been a lot of studies done. We can think all we want about how we want to change. And I've quoted this before in shows, the old, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And yes, that surely does work. But emotional states will get us there. But there is something else that will get us there even faster. There was a huge study done by Harvard. This has been quoted by many, many, many motivational speakers, and studies have been done with pro athletes, studies have been done with entrepreneurs, successful business people. When you have a target, when you have something that is weighing hard on you, not only should you take charge by thinking about it, but you need to actually physically act it out. So what I'm saying here is the key to change is to not only go through life making affirmations and thinking that you can do it, but it is to change your physiology. This is a radical change. And what I'm saying is change your physical state, not just your mental state. So I'm gonna give you a little experiment here. I'm gonna give you a little drawn out scenario. If somebody is depressed, you have a sad person who cannot get their eating in order. They are repeatedly making it through the day, every single day successfully until they get home from work, when they are completely stressed out and defeated and everything comes to a head and they go to the pantry and they begin their stress eating, right? And day in and day out, this is a cycle. All right. So this person knows this is their target. They know that this happens to them. And if you were to ask them, if you were to pull them aside and ask them, they would tell you that this is their weakness. They are strong as an ox all day long until that moment. So this person can go around all day long saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. But, you know, 3-4 o'clock comes around and they cave. So to change your state. What I want you to do first is think about what this person might look like. What does this sad, depressed, defeated person look like? Name some characteristics. And I know you can't answer me right now, so I'm going to blurb some out. They're probably very slow talking. Their head is probably slumped over. Their shoulders are probably dropped. They're probably looking very tired because that is what a defeated person looks like. Are you following me right now? Are you hearing exactly the characteristics that I'm portraying here? Okay, so the studies done by Harvard showed that in addition to saying to yourself that you can do this, if you change your physical state, and what I'm implying is, stand like a superhero. And this is true. Stand like a superhero during this time that you know that you are struggling. So let's go back to the same scenario. I'm going to take this stressed out person who knows that this hour is their demise. And I am going to ask them to change their physical state. Again, this is a radical change. They are going to stand up straight. They're going to put their hands on their hips. They're going to pop their shoulders out. Their chin is going to be up. Their chest is going to be out. This physical change is going to empower them simply by standing this way. The research has been done. And I assure you, if you try this, you will have much more confidence going into this target zone that you are normally going into with demise and with resentment and with fear, because you are going into it with a whole different presence. So you are standing like a superhero, whether it's Wonder Woman, whether it's Superman, whoever you want to be, because the research states that a different biochemistry is released in your brain. And this is actually called a power position. And to take it a step further, if you take deep breaths for 2 minutes, there's been research again that your testosterone will increase whether you're male or female by 20%. Testosterone is the hormone associated with strength. Your cortisol levels will drop by 22%. And if you don't know this, cortisol is the hormone associated with stress. So here we are now, standing like a superhero. Your testosterone strength just went up by 20%. Your stress just went down by 22%. And in addition, you are 33% more likely to have made a radical change at that moment. So I am asking you all to give this a try. And give it a try during that moment of weakness. Don't fall into this moment of weakness expecting it to happen. If you're expecting it to happen, you're walking in shielding yourself because you're waiting for that blow. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about awareness, making yourself aware of your stressful times, which is going to inhibit your eating behaviors. So now let's focus on the anxiety at hand before you go down this rabbit hole. Because normally you would be standing there in the kitchen about to stress eat, hunched over, thinking about all of your stressors, thinking about what went wrong in your day, every problem that happened. So what I want you to do, those of you listening, is I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think of something that you are proud of. Got it? Now, I want you to think of something that happens when you are proud. What does your body do? Think of what your body does when you are proud of something. Okay, now think of something else. What happens to your breathing when you are proud and excited? You just won the lottery. What happens? What happens to your breathing? You start breathing heavier. You're excited. Now, let's talk about the noises. What kind of noises do you make when you are excited, when you are happy? Yes. Do you hear children on the playground squealing and jumping? This is exactly what I need you to do. Hearing yourself being excited because you were able to cross over that path of not caving to your weakness. Believe me, when you hear squealing of excitement and cheers of joy, that is going to increase the probability of you achieving. You want to put your body and your mind into the state of physically completing this goal. And this is going to help you develop ways to cope with your stress and your emotions, and it's going to change your perspective. But this is not what we do. This is exactly not what we do. We instead focus on the negative. We focus on how horrible we're going to be facing this horrific target, and we cave. So you want to turn it around. Turn your focus around. Focus on the positive. All right, so when it comes to stressful eating, the reason that we do this is simple. It's soothing to us. And there's an acronym that I want you to focus on when it comes to eating, when it comes to self-sabotaging, when it comes to you deciding that you're not going to continue on with all of your hard work because you broke your leg or you just got a medical diagnosis that's going to set you back a little bit. The acronym is PEP, P-E-P, okay? When we stress eat, when we decide that we are going to sabotage our efforts and either abandon a program, abandon an exercise regimen, step off of a meal plan because we are frustrated, P-E-P. The very first thing, P stands for pain. We unconsciously use food to numb those uncomfortable emotions. Eating brought on more pain. We all know that when we go into a situation, when we are already in a painful mindset, and we are headed towards the pantry, we know that this situation is not going to be good. We are using that food to numb those emotions. You know this. But we don't stop to pay attention to that. So the first thing you have to do is realize that you are trying to numb the pain. The second piece of this is the E. E is escape. When life gets intense from family, stress, work, stress, whatever stress you're going into, food is an escape. It is a step away from reality. It is a place that you can go and not have to worry about the problem at hand. It's like a little vacation that you can go on, and you actually don't have to think about the real problem because you have dived into that bag of pretzels. And truly, as you're eating those pretzels or as you're eating those mints or whatever you're eating, you have no longer thought about that problem, at least for that short period of time. And that's what you have to stop and think. It's only for a short period of time. And then finally, the P again in PEP is punishment. Food seems like a reward, but it's truly just a punishment. We have always been rewarded by food. I talk about this all the time. But in this case, when you are eating food just to soothe yourself, just to numb yourself, just to escape, you're really only just punishing yourself, because we are so hard on ourselves. And when we stress eat, when we take ourselves out of an exercise program, or when we drop out of a diet that we're doing so good on, we find satisfaction in this eating that is this component, but we're only focusing on this void until after the damage has been done. Then we internalize it and we punish ourselves, making this such a vicious, vicious cycle. So what you have to do is find this balance. Overeaters are typically overdoers. We're always on the go. Many people are always on the go. People that tend to stress eat always put other people first. And if you're somebody that finds themselves in this situation, I guarantee you that your plate is always full. And what I mean by that is I don't mean your dinner plate. I mean your life plate. And what you need to do is start exercising saying no, because your cortisol levels are extremely high. If your plate is full, you have way too much going on. And elevated cortisol levels is going to cause you the problem. Increased appetite is going to mess up the way you metabolize fat, and it's going to actually inhibit the way that you store and also burn fat. So this is where that self-care comes in. These are all things that you know, and I am telling you right now, the anatomy of an emotional eater. People don't say no. Not only do they not say no to the Doritos, not only do they not say no to those Oreos, but they also don't say no when people are asking them to do things. And what typically happens then is people get very frustrated, because the more we say yes, the more we get taken for granted, and the more resentment that builds up, which creates more stress, therefore more stress eating. So do you see how this cycle is going round and round and round and round? So going back to my initial reaction, my initial point is be aware. Being aware of your behaviors. Why are you doing this? And notice, I never even brought up hunger. Hunger was not even a topic in this conversation, because more than likely, if you are turning to food for comfort, if you are turning to food because you're lonely, if you're turning to food because you're frustrated or you just want to self-sabotage, you are doing these things to numb the pain. You are doing these things to distract yourself. And believe me, there have been studies done where people have avoided going to the mailbox, because they know that there are bills in there that they don't want to look at. So they spend all of their time in the pantry, grazing and munching, and therefore stressing. Now, their new problem has become their stress eating. And their new focus has become the fact that they are so angry with themselves because they just did it again. And so now this is a perpetual problem. And the initial problem that you haven't even focused on, which is the fact that you have bills in your mailbox that you have to address, hasn't even been looked at. And so this will go on forever. So addressing that problem is not going to go away. And the negative emotions that cause you to eat or not to eat will not go away either. So going back, being destructive isn't going to help you. Being mindful is going to help you. So step in front of your actions. If you find yourself getting distracted by the taste, by the crunch, by the flavor, then address the action. Are you hungry? Make yourself a snack. But if you find yourself simply eating as a coping mechanism, then get in your super hero stance and start asking yourself, what does it feel like when you are successful? Hear those squeals of joy because you can do it. You cannot go around wearing that unsuccessful face on your shoulders because it will follow you around forever. Nothing tastes as good as the thought of the reward that you have succeeded. And you know that you'll be able to do it. So the emotions will always be there, but the thought process getting you there is much, much stronger and much, much happier. So I hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here.